gone.
All right. Wait a minute. Sorry, we're not as professional as usual. Okay. Elohim Tov.
Kol Hazman. Elohim Tov.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to S4C, to everybody here and everybody across the world. My wife is going to pray us in. It's your turn now, babe.
Our Father, in the name of Son Jesus Christ, Lord, I just thank you for today. Like it's like no other, dear Jesus. We pray for those that are listening in, dear Lord. We pray for those that are in the house this morning, dear Jesus. We pray, dear Lord, for a greater understanding of your presence and your love over each and every one of us, dear Lord. We pray over Pastor Sandy, dear Jesus, that he gives the word that's on his heart directly from the Holy Spirit, that we hear with understanding, dear Jesus. And that's with clarity, dear Lord, with the help of the Holy Spirit, dear Jesus, we will receive exactly what's in store for us on this day. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Amen. All right, you guys may be seated. Let's get started. Put my glasses on. How are you doing, Pastor Ben?
Oh, I'm just ducking.
All right. MCBD. Okay. Now, I'm going to start this message off the way the Lord gave it to me this morning. I was getting a whole message together, and then I said, I haven't prayed yet. Let me go pray. So I went and I prayed, and I needed to pray in Hebrew, and I was saying, you know, Tet Lihal, you know, let me know what you want to say, you know, to God. And he says, if you're going to speak what I want to say, you got to stop studying what you're studying. Because I was getting a message together, you know. And he said, that's not what I want to speak on today. So he said, but I'll give you a message now that you've prayed. And I got to remember that, man. This is like, it's not your pulpit. It belongs to God.
Amen.
So thankful I went and prayed, and then the Lord gave me this message because he wants the world to stay on focus. He wants everybody to understand what he's doing and not what's going on in the world, because you get plenty of what's going on in the world, okay? Amen. There's plenty of it. Even Joe Biden had a great conversation with the Pope. Did you guys hear about that one?
No.
Oh, man, he had a conversation with the Pope. He's going to get us back into the Paris Accord and stop climate control. And he's a Jesuit, and he understands the Catholic doctrine. And he's not like that other guy. And I'm like, you get Biden and the Pope together. Ooh. I would get saved off of that. Okay. just simply on that, I would like, okay, it's time to get saved. Right. So anyway, the conversation went to them being in agreement and getting back to the climate control and Paris Accord and the whole everything on uniting together. And I went, wow, it's just shaping up just the way that God said it would happen. So I want to start off this message with what God gave me. And the Lord said, if I had the ability to do a commercial, he said, I would say, welcome to 2020, where the most important event of the year is the election, not of the president, but of a king. If you have accepted Jesus Christ, you have already cast your vote.
Yeah.
Our motto and slogan is 2020, Jesus Christ, make earth great again. Jesus Christ, make earth great again. And then the Lord said, in order for Jesus to do this, he's going to have to drain the swamp. And then the Lord said, now, question to me, now who is the swamp? He said, because a lot of people are making the most evil people in the world, that's Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and the Obamas and the Rockefellers and the Illuminati. We got to drain and get all the bad people out of government. And the Lord said, that's the swamp is all who have not made Jesus Christ Lord of their lives.
Wow.
He said, the swamp is bigger for this election than Obama's. Because he's got to remove everyone that's not on his side. And I hope we understand that. Because if you're not here, let's go to the scripture and we'll see. Let's go to Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12, verse 26. I'm going to start at verse 25, okay? Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and every city or household divided against itself will not stand. If Satan drives out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then can his kingdom stand? And if I drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do you people drive them out? So then, they will be your judges. But if I drive out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or again, how can anyone enter a strong man's house and carry off his possession unless he first tie up the strong man? Then he can rob the house. He who is not with me is against me. And he who does not gather with me scatters. So God, Jesus is saying, if you're not with me, you're against me. If you're not gathering people to the kingdom of God, he says, then you're not for the kingdom of God. Because the Lord wanted me to know, a lot of us believe that the swamp is just evil people who do evil things. But sometimes it's good people who don't need Jesus. Mm. Those are still swamp creatures, the Lord said. They need to be saved. They need to hear the gospel. They need to accept the gospel. Otherwise, they're swamp creatures. Mm-hmm. And he says his cleaning of the swamp, because he doesn't just want to clean up America. He's trying to clean up the world. And everybody who does not have the Spirit of God does not have Jesus Christ and does not have salvation and is not on God's side. You understand? Because if I see someone like LeBron, one week he's giving out Christmas gifts and turkeys and opening school for kids at disadvantaged, but then the next week he's telling kids to listen to Jay-Z and whatever filthy rapper that he wears t-shirts for, telling everybody that these are cool people. So in one way, you're telling us you're doing good things, works, and then the other thing, you're opening the door for these spirits because now you're making these people cool to children.
Yeah.
Because if I'm a kid and I'm looking up to a hero and he has on a t-shirt, I'm thinking that cool, that person's cool to him, so he should be cool to me. That's all he's doing. So he's advancing the wrong kingdom, you understand? But he's doing good things with his money. He's a swamp creature,
right?
Okay? And you have to understand that without Christ, he has to be cleaned out because we're leaving and we've got to come back.
Yeah.
And when we come back, the vacuuming and the cleaning will all be done. There'll be no swamp creatures. You understand? Jesus Christ, who you elected as king in 2020, will now be king of the whole earth. Okay?
Yeah.
That was the beginning of the message the Lord gave me. Okay. Now, God has two goals. There are only two goals of God right now. And the third one called is the destruction of all evil out of the world. But there are only two goals that God has right now. The first goal that he has is to remove the righteous out of the earth. That's his first goal, is to get righteous people out of the earth before tribulation begins. And God has promised us that he's going to get the righteous people out of the earth before the trouble begins. This is a promise from the same God who in his Bible prophesied the exact year that Hitler would come, the exact year he would die, and the exact year 10 henchmen would be hung. And in each book, as he's prophesying it to the year and to the date, you have to step back and say, the person that wrote this book sure knew a lot about what was coming and knew the exact dates. Maybe God wrote it. And then you have to step back and say, if he says that the requirement to get out of here safe is Jesus Christ, I need to listen.
Right.
Okay? So I want to go over what's about to happen, because even worse than Joe Biden and the Pope getting together for a great conversation, there's a lot of other things that are going on in the world. Now, before we go on, the Lord wanted me to make an emphasis about this one thing. How can Satan fight against Satan and his kingdom stand?
He can.
Okay? So the Lord wanted me to know, they thought they could win. Who thought they could win? Trump and the 200 generals. They thought they could win. They did not consider the enemy. Because if the enemy owns 95% of all media, you've got a bigger enemy than you think. If the enemy can not only push a virus into the world, but also has 95% of media to tell the world that it is a problem every day and all businesses must shut down and wear a mask. Even if you're indoors, wear a mask. If 95% of the media is telling you this, then Trump's enemy was a lot bigger than what he thought. If the enemy says, we couldn't get you out of the office by saying you colluded with the Russians, we couldn't get you out by saying you were impeach you because you made a bad phone call, we couldn't get you out, we just can't get you out of the office. So now we'll have a virus, okay? Now we can't get you out of the office with the virus. Now we'll set some fires. Now we can't get you out of the office with the fires. Now we'll start a race war. If we can't get you out of with the race war, we'll bring up some, we'll control the weather and bring some hurricanes in the south. We'll do anything we can. And we'll use our 95% of the media to blame you, Trump. None of this stuff would be happening if it wasn't for this guy who's fighting against Satan. And so we all, look, if you come in and you say human trafficking is the worst thing in the world that is going on right now, and our objective is to get pedophiles out of society and in prison. If you say it is one thing, if you start doing it, it's another. Because he said it in 2016 when he got elected in 2017. Now you have over 7,000 pedophiles in prison because of an effort to get pedophilia. And we're talking about worldwide. You understand?
Yeah.
And so now you've got, so do we have, because pedophilia is the way they live. You understand? Child sacrifice is the way they live. So if you got Satan fighting against Satan, to say, oh, Donald Trump's just part of it. Well, he's putting a lot of evil people in prison and exposing a lot of evil people to be, oh, I'm just playing a role. I'm a part of it. And they sure are playing a good role, too. They all need Oscars then.
Yeah.
Because they have thoroughly, they hate Donald Trump. Thoroughly. Every media has nothing good to say. If he walked somebody across the street, if he walked the old lady across the street and gave her $10, they would find something bad about that.
That's true.
Every actor that was on the plane going to Pedophile Island has spoken out against him. And so you've got to understand, why are all these people hating this person? He said he had corona. He got 1.2 million tweets that said, I hope you die. So Satan can't fight against Satan and his kingdom stand. So something else was going on, because a lot of evil people were going to jail. So now they think now they've been able to get them out, and collectively they're collecting all of the data and all of the servers from Germany and everywhere else, the CIA guy said, and they said, we're going to prove in court this whole thing was a facade. My thing is, if you do win, and I'm not concerned with, because I'm planning on leaving, but if you do win, are you then going to get them to be able to stop the race riots? Are you then going to be able to stop them from the fires? Are you then going to be able to shut down the pandemic to get businesses back? What are you going to be able to do other than just saying, I came back into office?
Right.
Unless you do a full out military adventure to make sure that people are now safe and these people are really under.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can't do that, now, if you get him out of the way, it still don't get any better. You think it's going to get better if Trump goes? Biden just met with the Pope. Things aren't going to get better. They're going to shut everything down.
Yeah.
They're going to shut all the businesses down. So now you're looking at, look, now with all of this going on, this is what the Lord says. So now, if you don't trust Trump and you don't trust Biden, who are you going to trust? Thank you. I got a hand raised in the back. Who should we trust then? Jesus. Thank you, Sharon. My favorite student. Another Jesus. Because you can't trust any of this. And none of this is written in the Word, so none of it is a solid, because the one who wrote the book is the one who gets the final answer.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
So let's go to Romans chapter 11, verse 25. That was pretty awesome this morning, Pastor Ben.
Put that down.
I said, Lord, I'm doing the message now. Let me say what you want to say and not what I want to say. He said, when you stop doing the message, you're doing it. I thought, okay, that was pretty cool. That's not the message I want to speak on today. Here's the message. In Romans chapter 11, verse 25. And we are reading, we could read a lot of that, but we got to stick to the point. It says, I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery. Paul is talking to Gentiles, okay? Because Israel has got to go through it. What are the two things that God has had to do? One thing is remove righteous people from the earth. What's the second thing?
Drain
the swamp is part of the second thing he has to do is complete his promises to Israel.
Oh, yeah.
So that means he has to protect Israel through the tribulation, rescue them, and destroy the 666 giant.
Amen.
You understand? So God has his book that he says, what? I'm watching over my word to see that it is performed, right? So we know this. If you turn off all the TVs, tribulation's still coming. If you don't watch any more TV, no more YouTube, we're close to tribulation and tribulation's coming.
Yeah.
Okay? It won't change anything. If they came tomorrow, and I'm gonna say what they're sending me. They marched, was it 1 million people yesterday in Washington, D.C.? 1 million people marched for Trump, saying they robbed the election from you. 1 million people. It said it brought Trump to tears. It was so many people out there. But that's not the reality and the story of what God is doing. God is saying, whether Trump wins or not, Revelation is coming.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Revelation is coming. And Trump, he says, if he wins, there'll be a utopia. What is he going to do? He's going to have a reset. They're going to hit the button and say, nobody has any debt. And we don't need paper currency anymore. There's a reset. To some people who don't really know Christ, they're going, we got to get him in just for the reset. If you can't trust Trump and you can't trust Biden, who can you trust? Jesus. This is who we're trusting, people. You don't know what they're doing.
That's right.
You don't get $7 billion in this world without knowing a few people, evil people.
Amen.
And the Rothschilds bailed him out twice when he was bankrupt. So I'm saying he had an epiphany and he accepted Christ. I don't believe that because I see stuff going on. But maybe he had an epiphany and they told him, this is how we can save America. Because in the end time card game that they have Trump in the card game in 2017 as being the fool. But the card game came out in 2017. So understand this. There's a battle going on, but we don't know who the good guy is.
Right.
There's only one good guy, is the guy who wrote the book, and that's Jesus.
Right. That's right.
So we've got to say, look, you jacked up and you jacked up, but he's good, right? Or you jacked up and I don't trust you because I'm from a bad neighborhood. That's what I say. And I don't trust a lot of people, right? Because my neighborhood taught me that. So therefore, I don't trust either one of you. I only trust Jesus.
Amen.
Let's continue. I'm gonna stop interrupting myself. I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers, so that you may not be conceited. Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the full number of Gentiles has come. And I say that because people act like they, like God said, read the Bible. He never said, read the Bible. He said, study to show thyself diligent. Okay, so that means if the original word wasn't in English, you might want to look up the word. Because maybe, like I said on Thursday night, maybe women shall not speak in the church doesn't mean that they can't speak at all.
Right.
Maybe it's the Greek word, laleo, which means you can't speak out of order. Meaning you can't leave the designated place where women sit and come into the main sanctuary and speak to your husband during the service.
Right.
If you have a question, the scripture says, wait till you get home and ask your husband when you get home. So the scripture was telling you about the culture and that you can't stand up and walk into the main and interrupt service by speaking in service. Then they were, and the women were doing this. So they addressed it.
Right.
Reverend Billy Bob Thornton said, right there says no women are supposed to be behind the pulpit. Right, and they say that, but nobody's looked at the word. Am I the first person to look at the word to see that it says to speak out of order? And so we have to study to show ourselves approved. Okay?
Amen.
So when it says, now watch this. I say that because I'm going to say this. Okay? It says, until the fullness of the Gentile, askomahi, which means to leave a place and to enter into another city. Okay, so the word is telling us somebody, the Gentiles, have to leave and enter a city. And then it says, the full number of Gentiles has askomahi, or come in. And so all of Israel will be saved, as it is written, the deliverer. So after the Gentiles leave, then the deliverer will come later. How much later? 7 years later. The deliverer will come out of Zion and will turn godlessness away from Jacob. Who's Jacob?
Israel.
And this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. When? At the end of the tribulation. As far as the gospel is concerned, they are enemies on your account. But as far as the election is concerned, they are loved on the account of the patriarchs, for God's gift and call is irrevocable. just as you who were at one time disobedient to God and now receive mercy, and as a result of their disobedience, so they too have now become disobedient, and in order that they too may now receive mercy as a result of God's mercy to you. God has bound all men under disobedience so that he may have mercy on them all. Salvation will be praised to God by all people, to Jesus, both Jews and Gentiles.
Yep.
But the Bible says you got to leave first until the Gentiles get up out of here. Okay. But the Antichrist will not come until there is an apostasy. It's a Greek word that means a departure. It does not mean that you got that everybody's going to fall away from Christianity and then the Antichrist will come.
Right.
No, it's he said a departure is going to happen, then the Antichrist is going to come. Who's departing? Us. Does that line up with this scripture? Yes. Line upon line, precept upon precept, you will see every time before the tribulation starts, people leave.
Yeah.
So God says, my first concern is getting righteous people out of the earth. That's why he said to Noah and his family, I have found you righteous in this generation. Go into the ark. Because you have to take care of the righteous people first. That's why they told Lot, hey, Lot, you got to get out of here. I can't even do nothing until you leave.
Right.
He said, I can't do anything till you get out of here.
He said that.
They wanted to destroy the place. They were set up to destroy the place. Just like these people are now. They are set up to start tribulation.
Yeah.
They've got it all ready to go. Can't do nothing to you people. Get out of here. That's why the Freemason guy told me, oh, we know about the rapture, he says. We're waiting on it too.
Yeah.
I'm at Starbucks. And he says, we're waiting on it too. What are you waiting on it? Oh, it's going to be great when we get the Christians out of here. So if you're really a Christian, you better really be gone. Because I don't think they're going to really treat you really nice. I'm telling you, let's go to the book of Micah, chapter 7. So God got me off of that. I had some really cool Bible study I was going to do today about the trees, you know, the olive tree and the fig tree and the bramble bush and all of this stuff and all of the trees of the earth. And God's like, that's not what I want to talk about. He said, what I want to talk about is I'm coming to get my people. Stop paying attention to what they're doing and get back in the word and see what I'm doing.
Right.
Because I'm setting a table in heaven. Angels are standing around. They know a wedding's coming. Your relatives know you're coming and they're waiting around.
Yes.
And they're watching them decorate for a wedding. And this is what you're supposed to be focused on. I'm leaving. I'm going to a wedding soon. Jesus is coming. But we're like, oh no, they came up with a new vaccine that's going to turn us all into robots. God's like, Bible, get back. You in Micah chapter 7? Okay. I want us to kind of go down this slow because I want you to see what's going on here, okay? It says, this is God speaking here, right? He says, what misery is mine? I am like one who gathers summer fruit, meaning the nation of Israel, members of the group that's supposed to be getting married at the gleaning of the vineyard. There is no cluster of grapes to eat, none of the early figs that I crave. The godly have avad from the land. Avad means disappear in Hebrew. The godly have disappeared from the land. Not one upright man remains. All men lie in wait to shed blood. Each hunts his brother with a net. You know what? You know what contact tracers are? You know what a contact tracer is? If you cough and I'm in a restaurant, I got to call somebody. This is a government job. You can get paid right now. You can go online and apply, and they will give you a job as a contact tracer. Contact tracers tell the government where they think people with COVID are.
That's like the Gestapo.
It is the Gestapo. But look, they're preparing people to tell on other people that you are a spreader. You're not doing what the rules said. I saw a guy walking around with no mask on. And they call. I see a guy walking around with no mask on. And then they come and they talk to you and say, well, we're going to have to quarantine you for 14. These are contact tracers. You can go online on Homeland Security, and you can apply and get hired and get a government job. Okay? But they're getting it prepared, okay? I'm still waiting for the church to be prepared, okay? I'm still waiting for the church to say, let us get prepared too, okay? Let us do regular prayer. We should be saying the Lord's Prayer every day. Hatilanu min hara, rapture me out of the evil, okay? We should be preparing too. We should be teaching our children the word. We should be telling our kids that, look, the Lord is coming. The world, don't look for the world to get better. Look for the Lord to take his church out of this world and begin what? Making earth great again. Because when we come back, there'll be no sin, no Clintons. No music with profanity.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, you go to the beach, you can't take your kids because people are playing music and they're cursing on it. No, you're like, no marijuana, nobody's getting high. When you get back, we'll have one king.
Yes.
See, I can't be the only one that believes this.
Amen.
I can't be, because we all saw Israel come back into existence after 2,520 years. And we saw somebody write it 4,000 years before it happened. And so how is it that all of a sudden we get to the end of the book, to Revelation, and we go, yeah, but the rest ain't going to come true? You're kidding yourself. The rest is going to come true. And you're in the middle of it, and the enemy, which Josh told me, the guy who I was had the conversation, he said the enemy loves confusion.
Yeah.
As we continue to read this, let's see this. And it says, the godly have disappeared from the land. Not one upright man remains. All men lie in wait to shed blood. Each hunts his brother with a net. Both hands are skilled in doing evil. The rulers demand a gift. The judges accept bribes. The powerful dictate what they desire. They all conspire together. The best of them is like a briar, meaning a thorn bush, and the most upright of all men is like a thorn hedge. That's a reference to Satan. He said the most upright of them all is just like Satan. So they're in a time of what? Confusion. Watch what it says here. It says, the day of your watchman has come. I'm a watchman. I cannot but do my job until the trumpet blows. Understand? Do not send me any email saying, why don't you give it a break and just talk about the gospel. I do when I go hit the streets and I talk to people on the streets. But from here, God said, you prepare people to leave.
Yes.
Okay? So, it says, the day of your watchman has come. The day God visits you. Now is the time of their confusion. Do not trust your neighbor. He might be a government agent, right? Put no confidence in a friend. In the tribulation, you can't trust your neighbor. You put no confidence in a friend, even with her who you lie and embrace with. Be careful of your words. For the son dishonors his father, the daughter rises up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the members of his own household. But as for me, I watch in hope. I watch in hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Savior. My God will hear me. And that's what Israel is saying back to God. We're in the middle of the tribulation, but our hope now is only in God. But you can put your hope in Jesus Christ before, because the first thing he has to do is what? Remove the righteous from the earth. But he's coming for righteous people. God says stop, because people might start saying, well, I'm righteous, and I'm righteous, I'm going, right? Or I'm not good enough, I might not be going. Righteous is those people who have placed their trust and hope in the name of Jesus Christ, have accepted him, confessed him as Lord and Savior, be baptized. I don't know if the water baptism is mandatory, but I say it's mandatory. But I'm saying if you're in prison and you can only confess and they won't baptize you, does not mean you're not going. You understand? So I don't want people to say, well, I didn't get water baptized, so I'm not going. When I was doing prison ministry, they would not let us baptize them at first. And the guys were like, well, I accepted Christ, but I didn't get baptized. Am I still saved? Yes, you're still saved. I'll be here for 10 more years and you're still saved. Because you got baptismoed in prison. Yeah. What does that mean? You got dyed the same color as Jesus in prison. You accepted his gospel, and the crimson worm turned you red because he's red. That's a whole nother study.
That's a great study.
But you've been dyed the same color as soon as you accept Christ. Now your thing is to be obedient and to be water baptized as Christ was. Okay? But still, now you, once you come out of that, God has granted you righteousness.
Yeah.
Can you lose that righteousness? Only if you persist in being the same old wretched person that you were before you said the fake prayer. But if you are somebody who is like, you know what, Lord, I need to be delivered from alcohol, cigarettes, and profanity. And God said, let's work on one at a time. Well, what if the rapture happened? We're in an honest relationship. If you do something wrong, the Holy Spirit inside you tells you that that's wrong, and you repent. That keeps us in relationship. We have a temple, God temple relationship. When you sin, you bring an offering, and your offering is the confession of your sin on your lips, right?
Yes.
So we stay in constant relationship. The moment you say, I ain't got to repent no more because I'm not really a sinner, or I found a new God, then now you're saying, look, you've believed in vain because you're taking a relationship. This is hard to preach because we got so many evil speakers out now that are going to tell you, no. It doesn't matter how much I sin after I accept Christ, I'm still going to heaven. I'm telling you, lukewarm means lukewarm. Spit you out of my mouth. Lukewarm is a used to be Christian or kind of like a Christian, right?
Almost Christian.
Oil in your lamp is oil in your lamp or not, right? You either have oil in your lamp or you don't. You understand? But when he came, those who didn't have oil in their lamp, those are also people who were waiting on Jesus. Yeah. What was their problem? They fell asleep with no oil. God is always reminding us there are some requirements for this wedding. Keep your garment with you. What is your garment?
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. Keep it with you. Don't allow yourself to slowly drift away from Jesus, so that this day should come and capture you like a thief. You say, Pastor Sandy, you talk with such confidence. My God created a sun, and then he created a moon. Then he created a book that told me about the coming crucifixion 2 years, 4,000 years before it came. Then that same gospel that he told me about in Genesis, taking Isaac to the top of the mountain, making Isaac carry the wood. Isaac, I want you to carry the wood. We're going to the mountain. I'm going to sacrifice you. Why I got to carry the wood? Because we're talking about Jesus. He's coming later. Just carry the wood. We're doing a kind of movie here. You're going to be the sacrifice, but don't worry. On the third day, God's not going to kill you. You're going to come back to life. You'll be my son again. I'm telling this in Genesis, but it'll be 4,000 years before it comes. He's telling us about something that's going to happen 4,000 years. Then he tells us about the rebirth of Israel before it comes. And then now we're supposed to get to the end and go, well, Revelation might not happen, even though I see it happening right in front of my eyes. It's happening right in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
The whole world is under a lie right in front of your eyes. And so this is the time to, maybe I should read the next scripture, but this is a time to rejoice for Christians. As a Christian, every day I'm waking up like, take a picture of this, Pastor. Oh man, did I love a good party when I was young? Because I love to dance. I'm telling you. And if you're telling me God has given a party and I'm invited, and there are going to be thousands upon thousands of angels there, and all of my relatives who have accepted Christ that died before me are going to be there, and Paul and John and Peter, they're going to be there, and Jesus and his mom's going to be there, and you've been invited, and I see from what's going on, it's soon. Every day I'm waking up. Drea asked me, what you doing up there, Sandy? I said, I'm practicing dance moves. It kills me every time. She said, why do you always say that? Because I am. I'm getting ready. Because I believe God and I believe the Bible over this world. I believe God and the Bible over media.
Yes.
And so I'm waiting to go. You understand? 2020 is the year. 2020 is the year. Now, 17th of Hezron, me and God got to talk. When I get there, I'll be like, okay, what happened with this 17th of Hezron thing? Because I really need to know. He's like, well, go with the angel. He'll explain it to you. But I've got to know. But what the Lord did say to me, 2020 is non-negotiable. The 120th year is non-negotiable. Prepare my people to leave. So we should be rejoicing, happy about what's, how much time I got, Pastor Ben?
15 minutes.
Hallelujah. Let's go to 2 Timothy. When I get tired of talking, I mean tired of talking, that means that I need to get back to the scriptures. 2 Timothy chapter 3, let's start at verse 1. Chapter 3, and it says, but this mark. Okay. It says, but mark this. There will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lover of themselves, lover of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their own parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of God, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the form of godliness but denying the power, having nothing to do with them, okay? They are the kind who worm their way into homes and gain control over weak-willed women who are loaded down with sins and swayed by all kinds of evil desires, always learning, but never able to acknowledge the truth. So God is saying, look, in the last days, people are going to be worse and worse. And I think things have gotten worse and worse. I told my son the other day, I said, you know, he says, any rap songs you like? I said, yeah, a long time ago when they didn't curse.
Yeah.
He said, they used to didn't curse in rap music?
Ooh.
My God.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they used to didn't. Because my sons listen to gospel rappers, right? But they said, we don't even listen to the world because when we go to school, all the rap songs have profanity in it, right? I said, there was a time none of the rap music had profanity in. He went, wow. There goes the Bible being true again. Yeah. Times will get worse and worse, okay? So as they're getting worse and as we're watching them get worse, oh my goodness, remember, I used to say this, Pastor, remember Ricky and Lucy had double twin beds?
Yeah.
You know it was illegal any couple, a man and a woman, to be in the same bed on TV?
Yeah.
It was illegal. If they did it, if they put them in the same bed, even though they were married, they would have shut the TV thing down and went and arrested them at the studio.
Yeah.
Ricky and Lucy couldn't be in the same bed. They had twin beds.
That was the law.
I can't even tell you what you see now.
And they had a kid.
And you're trying to figure out which bed did they use. Because I know it happened some way, right? But for one thing, you know, on TV, you ain't going to see it. But now, it's all good. Everything is good. Because God said, times will wax worse and worse and worse, okay? And now, for the young lady that said, when we should be happy about Biden, because now we'll finally get a vaccine and everything can go back to normal. See, you guys are looking at me like I was looking. I was like, really? But for all the Christians that are going, you know, next year when everything's back to normal, you think they're going to waste this opportunity?
No.
How are they going to set this up again? How are they going to get every nation under their control again? So either we're at the end or somebody's playing a horrible game.
Yeah.
And wow, I can't even say everything that we know, but we know quite a bit. We know we're at the end of 6,000 years. We know we're 3 years after 6,000 years. We know Israel is back in the way. We know Jerusalem is back in their hands. We know that three jubilees have been celebrated, 1917, 1967, and 2017 by President Trump.
Yeah.
So God has already shown us the years aren't off. If the years were off, nobody would have said anything about Jerusalem in 2017.
That's the truth.
So the years aren't off. I don't want to hear anybody going, well, maybe we're 10 years off. No, the years aren't off. Else 1948 was 10 years early.
Mm-hmm.
But everything seems to happen exactly the way God. And then he got it lined up in the book of Psalms. And so here we are. Man, I don't see why we don't have Christian dancing practice for the rapture services. That would be good.
Would be
like
awesome.
We go in there, we're gonna put on some praise and worship music with a good beat, and we're gonna practice landing. We're gonna practice landing on the cloud with a move. You can land, spin, hit the splits, and then come back up. If you James, you can James Brown it. Right? You whatever way you want to do it, but we should be like, it should be so real to us that we're anticipating it. The blessed hope should be the blessed hope.
Yeah. Somebody said do the robot. Amen.
Hey, that's your thing. I never could get that one. I want to finish off by saying this.
5 minutes, Pastor.
Man, what I have to say right now, I could talk about for 3 years without stopping. Okay? Jesus Christ, he didn't have to do it. He had every opportunity to say, nah, I changed my mind. But the scripture said he held his face like flint as they were punching him. The scripture says they snatched the hairs out of his face. They didn't show that even Passion of Christ. I guess they was like, no, it's already bad enough. We want people to watch, right? We can't show everything that he went through, right? They snatched the beard out of his face. okay? They took turns punching him in the face. And they didn't hire little bitty guys to be guards. They hired big guys. They took turns punching him in the face. He's on the cross and they're insulting him and his mama. Now you talk about my mama.
Yeah.
I'm coming down. Yeah. Y'all better be glad I ain't Jesus.
Yeah.
Because if he talk about my mama and you talking about come down out of the cross,
right.
at least we're not the children of fornication. You talking about my mama. Because that's what they were saying. I would have kicked some butt. Then nobody would have got saved. That's why you got to stay on the cross, right? And I want to say this. As a Christian, no matter how much someone's getting on your nerve, okay? Stay on your cross. You can't get anybody saved if you come off your cross. Because if they see an uncontrolled person in you, you'll never get the opportunity to talk to them about Jesus. When they fired me from Westlake Financial, the guy right now is saved. You know why he got saved? When they fired me, I said, well, praise the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, it's not a problem, man. Don't you worry about it. You just make sure you're a good husband to your wife and a good father to your boys. Jesus loves you, man, but make sure you accept Christ in your life. Now, he went through some things, but now he's saved.
Yeah.
But you know what? Because I didn't go, yo, you fired me because I'm a black man. He was black, so I couldn't do that one, right? I couldn't do that one. But I, instead of getting off my cross and going into my anger fit, it was an opportunity to witness and show Jesus and still speak for Christ. Staying on your cross is not just for Jesus. Nobody can get saved if you come down and start doing stupid stuff. Because
right.
Somebody's looking at you as their only Bible.
Yep.
So let's stay on our cross until the Lord comes. Let's preach the gospel till the Lord comes. Let's be realistic and stop watching cartoons. I mean the media. Let's watch real TV like the Bible so that we understand what's coming instead of what they're showing us. You understand? Because you're not going to stop the Bible from happening. You're not going to be able to stop it from coming to pass. It's going to happen. The only thing God wants to know, are you going to be in heaven? Are you going to be on the earth? And here's your opportunity. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Good word.
Hallelujah.